听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve.
And my name is Rachel, and we have a great and helpful lesson for you today. We're going to be talking about exercising in the cold. Now, we hope that some of you do exercise, but don't let the cold weather scare you. You can still exercise even when the weather turns colder.
That's right, Rachel. You know, summertime, springtime, fall...People love to get outside. They like to run, go biking or hiking. But sometimes when the winter weather sets in, they tend to stay inside. But that doesn't have to be the case.
Exactly. So we have some very helpful tips for you if you'd like to learn how to exercise properly in cold winter weather. So let's open our magazines to page 14 and begin our reading on line 1.
Exercising in the cold. Don't let cold weather slow you down. A combination of misconceptions and bad experiences often makes people wary of exercising in the cold. Some fitness buffs wear too much clothing and find they feel uncomfortably sweaty as their workout progresses. Others wear too little and end up feeling cold and stiff before they even begin. Fortunately,Either of these difficulties is easily overcome with a little thought and preparation. Beginning your exercise routine inside with a brisk warm-up, including stretching, before you head outside makes it easier for your body to adjust to the temperature. It's also important to dress in layers and to choose the right clothes before attempting a cold weather workout. Your innermost layer of clothing should wick sweat away from your skin.While your outermost layer should protect you from the wind. Avoiding cotton and other fibers that trap moisture against your skin will keep you feeling warm and dry throughout your workout. Though it's hard to believe, wearing a hat can do a great deal to help regulate your body temperature. Between 30 and 40% of body heat dissipates through your head, so hat use makes it easy to cool down or warm up quickly.So, if there is no gym nearby or you want fresh air, these tips should prepare you for exercising in even the harshest winter weather.
Okay, the deck says don't let cold weather slow you down. In other words, when the cold weather comes, it's December.And it is getting a little chilly. Don't let that stop you from exercising.
That's right. Now, we know that exercise is important. And I think during the winter months, a lot of people let that slide a little. In other words, they don't make exercise a priority. But it's still good to get out. And I think it's great to breathe fresh air, even if it's cold, fresh air. So let's talk a little bit about what we can do to exercise safely.In cold weather.
Okay, let's get into the text. It says a combination of misconceptions and bad experiences often makes people wary of exercising in the cold. I have a lot of misconceptions about that, Rachel. Some people teach me or tell me that when I have a cold, I should still exercise. I should still go running and play basketball. That will help my cold. That's kind of a misconception that I've had over the years.
Okay, that's a good example. Another one might be, you know, if you exercise in the cold, you might get hurt easily if it's wet or slippery or you could fall and it's just much more dangerous. And I think that's a common misconception as well. Speaking of misconceptions, let's define that word for a minute. A misconception is a wrong idea or a belief that you have that's...actually mistaken or not true.
Right, Rachel. And people usually tend to continue to believe these things, these misconceptions, because they don't understand the subject fully. Well, one misconception is that it's not good to exercise in the cold. People are very wary of that. Or, in other words, they're very cautious.
That's right. That is a good word to learn as well. But you don't need to be wary of exercising in the cold. You can be confident, and we're going to give you some tips. However, it's really important to know what to wear. What you wear will make a big difference in how you feel while you exercise.
That's right. In line 3, we find that some fitness buffs wear too much clothing and find they feel uncomfortably sweaty as their workout progresses. This is a big mistake. When it's cold outside, we tend to think, oh, I need to wear extra clothing. But our author says that could be a mistake because once you start exercising, you will feel uncomfortable.
Right. You will feel very sweaty and uncomfortable. And to me, there's nothing worse than being too hot when I'm trying to exercise. And I've had this problem as well. Actually, I grew up running in very, very, very cold weather, but I would go out often without a coat on, much to the dismay of my mother. But my purpose was because if I wore too much clothing, I would get so hot that I couldn't even finish my run.
That's right. What I used to do, Rachel, is go out on my bicycle in cold weather, and for the first 10 or 15 minutes, I would feel a little chilly, but as my body warmed up, then it just got perfect. I wasn't wearing a lot of clothes, and it was cold outside, and then I got into my rhythm.
Exactly. So the first few minutes might be more uncomfortable, but it'll pay off later. On the other hand, though, some people do wear too little clothing. Maybe they're not prepared at all for cold winter weather, and they end up feeling cold and stiff before they even begin. So, of course, you need to find a balance, and it will take some practice or
experimenting
exactly until you know what you need to wear.
Okay, well, cold weather does tend to make our body stiff. It's not easy to move when we're in cold weather. Our muscles are tight, and the word used here is stiff, which does mean tight. So if you don't wear enough clothing, maybe your muscles will be tight, so that's a mistake too.
Exactly. Well, let's move on to line 8, where we'll find some helpful hints here. Our author tells us that fortunately, either of these difficulties is easily overcome with a little thought and preparation. Preparation is key. You need to prepare when you exercise in cold weather.
You need to plan ahead. As we just said before, if you exercised before and you felt like you were wearing too many clothes, make an adjustment. Or if you exercised and you felt you were too cold and stiff, make an adjustment and wear a little extra.
That's right. And another great tip I see here in our lesson is that you should begin your exercise routine inside with a brisk warm-up. Now, this is very important because it's easy, as we said, to have stiff muscles and stiff joints, I guess we could say, when you exercise. But if you warm up inside, that will help you not to feel so stiff.
Okay, brisk. Let's define that word for a moment. Brisk means quick and full of energy. So it doesn't have to take a long time, just a minute or two to warm up, stretch, and then you can go outside and do your exercise.
That's right. So make sure that you do something inside before you head out in the cold, and then you will feel a lot better. Our author says, also, it makes it easier for your body to adjust to the temperature. So maybe what you can do is even do some jumping jacks or get your heart pumping, and then you're kind of warmed up, and it will help you not to have such a shock when you go outside and feel the cold weather.
That's a good point, Rachel. If your body's warmed up, then you go outside, you won't feel the cold as much because your body is already generating a lot of heat. And then you'll be less uncomfortable when you start your exercise.
Right. Well, we have much more to talk about. We have some great tips to tell you after we visit the chat room. I think Ken and Doris are in there waiting for us. And then we'll take a break and be right back.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken. We're happy to have Doris here today for a chat. Hi, Doris.
Well, hi, Ken. It's nice to be back. You know, I understand we're talking about exercising in the cold.
That's right. We learned that a combination of misconceptions and bad experiences often make people worry of exercising in the cold.
Be careful now, Ken. It's not worry. It should be wary. W-A-R-Y.
Wary.
That's right. Wary is an adjective meaning cautious. So here we're saying misconceptions and bad experiences make people cautious or careful about exercising in the cold.
I see. So can I say John is wary of door-to-door salesmen?
Yes, that's a good example.
How else can I use wary?
Wary can also mean being on guard or watchful. For example, you should teach your son to be wary of strangers.
That's good advice. 注意这个字, W-A-R-Y, 读作 wary, 不是 worry. Wary 是小心谨慎的。 因此呢,课文中说的, a combination of misconceptions and bad experiences often makes people wary of exercising in the cold. 是说错误的观念加上不好的经验让人们对在冷天里面运动 格外谨慎。Wary也可以表示要有戒心而小心翼翼的。比如说父母亲要教小朋友 be wary of strangers, 小心提防陌生人。And
there's another word we should be careful with, and that is weary.
Weary.
That's correct. Weary. W-E-A-R-Y. It's just another word to describe being tired or worn out. You can use it to describe either physical or mental exhaustion. For example, Brenda gave a weary smile.
另外有一个字, weary, W-E-A-R-Y. Weary 表示疲劳疲惫的, 通常是指由于长时间连续劳动而疲惫的。 比如说, I was weary from a long day's work. Weary 也可以表示精神上的疲惫, 比如说, a weary smile, 疲惫的微笑。
And if you're feeling weary, it's time for a break. Studio Classroom will be right back.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom Worldwide. We're talking about exercising in the cold. It is December, but that doesn't mean you have to stay indoors. If you've just joined us, we're on page 14, line 14. And before the break, we looked at some misconceptions about exercising in the cold and a few tips to help us exercise in the cold.
Exactly, Steve. And a couple of those tips include making sure that you warm up inside before you go outside. That will help your body to get warmed up. And also, if you stretch a little, you'll maybe feel a little bit less stiff after you exercise. So it'll help you adjust to the cold weather. Right now, though, we're going to give another tip to you. And this is, I think, the most important tip of the day, to dress in layers.
Okay, dress in layers and to choose the right clothes before attempting a cold weather workout. Rachel, why is it important to wear many layers of clothing rather than just one big jacket, for example?
Well, if you wear one big jacket, chances are about 15 minutes into your exercise, you will feel too hot. And then what are you going to do with that big, heavy jacket? What you should do instead is wear a few light layers, and then if you get too hot, you can take one off and maybe tie the shirt around your waist, and then you will feel better to finish your workout.
Oh, good. So you have more options if you wear more layers during your workout. The author also suggests that you choose the right clothes for your workout. So don't just grab anything. It's important that you choose the right clothing so that you can be comfortable during your workout.
That's right. And you know, nowadays there are so many different types of exercise brands and exercise clothes, and some of the clothes are made specifically for cold winter weather. They're made of a special material that will help you stay dry and warm even in the cold weather. So you can get online and maybe find something that's perfect for you.
Okay, and that's exactly what our author is talking about in line 16, where he says your innermost layer of clothing should wick sweat away from your skin. So the innermost layer is that layer closest to your body, and that layer should be made of a material that is able to wick sweat away. In other words, to draw the moisture away from your body.
That's right, because you don't want to have the inside of your skin all wet from sweat. Sometimes that's a bad combination because you might be cold, but yet you're sweaty, and I don't know, I don't think anybody's very comfortable when they feel that way. So if you have a special kind of material, it can kind of wipe that sweat away, and the outermost layer, the layer on the outside, should protect you from the wind. So maybe you could wear some sort of light jacket that we might say breaks the wind. We often call those wind breakers, and those are special jackets that help you not to feel the effect of the wind.
And the wind could be very dangerous if your body is wet from moisture. That combination could cause a cold. So you want layers of clothing that could wick that moisture, that sweat, away from your body. Let's look at this word wick for a moment. We know it as a noun. It's that piece of string in the middle of a candle that burns the wax. Well, now here, we're using it as a verb. And again, it's that phenomenon that takes that moisture and draws it away from your body. As if there was a cup of water, Rachel. Pretend you have a cup of water and you put a piece of cloth in it. You'll actually see that water travel up the cloth, right? Even though gravity is happening, it's still going up.
That's a good point, Steve. That's a good visual picture for us to see. So it's kind of like it sucks that water from your body, and then you stay nice and dry. Well, another good tip here we have is to avoid cotton and other fibers that trap moisture against your skin. And if you do that, then you will continue again to still feel warm and dry throughout your workout. So obviously, the choice of clothing here is very important.
Okay, well, obviously, cotton fibers, as comfortable as they are, they don't have that quality that will wick moisture away from your body. Cotton tends to trap sweat, and it keeps the sweat close to your body. So try to keep away from the cotton.
Exactly. Well, let's move on to line 22 now, where we read that, though it's hard to believe, wearing a hat can do a great deal to help regulate your body temperature. So if you wear a hat in the cold winter weather, you will probably stay quite a bit warmer.
Okay, good tip. It says between 30% and 40% of body heat dissipates through your head. That's a lot of heat that escapes out of your head. So wearing a hat is a good tip.
That's right. And you just mentioned a key word, dissipate. The word dissipate again means to move away or to escape. So this heat dissipates from your head. So a hat makes it easy to cool down or warm up quickly. And you can also wear like a scarf or just something over your head to keep your head warm. It really does make a difference.
Okay, so the last paragraph says, so if there's no gym nearby or you want fresh air, these tips should prepare you for exercising even in the harshest winter weather. So these are good tips if you want to go out in the cold, even if you don't have a gym membership.
Right. So we hope that you can use this, that this has been helpful for you. And if you have any other tips, well, I hope you share them with somebody around you. I hope this gives you something to talk about. Let's watch today's review skit, and then we'll be back with some review questions.
Hey, let's go outside and exercise.
But it's freezing outside, and I'm wary of exercising in the cold weather.
Well, there's a lot of misconceptions about exercising in the cold, but don't let that slow you down.
But I've had bad experiences. Either I wear too much, and I'm all sweaty, or I wear too little, and I'm cold and stiff.
Fortunately, those difficulties are easy to overcome.
Really? How?
Well, begin with a brisk warm-up inside before you go outside.
Why?
Well, it helps your body to adjust to the temperature.
Oh, okay.
And dress in layers.
Layers?
Yeah, your innermost layer should wick the sweat away, and the outermost layer should protect you from the wind.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and remember,
Body heat dissipates through your head, so be sure to take a hat.
How do you know so much?
I'm a fitness buff. Now, come on. Let's go outside and work out.
Oh, okay. No, don't open the door!
Misconception. There is a common misconception that exercising in the cold is difficult. Brisk. I often take a brisk walk after dinner. Innermost. Evan walked into the village and waited near the innermost row of houses. Dissipate. The smoke will dissipate quickly after the fire is out.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 我们来看第一个重点 ,misconception 这个名词 ,MIS 这个字首有错误的意思。Conception 是指看法或见解，所以合在一起 ,misconception 就是指误解、错误的观念或者是错觉。例如 ,the film is trying to change common misconceptions about gifted children. 这部电影试着改变一般大众对资赋优异的孩子的错觉。或者是Many people have the misconception that being slim is beautiful. 许多人都有这种瘦就是美的错觉。继续我们看的是 innermost 这个形容词。inner 是指内部的 ,most 是指最如何如何的。所以 innermost 是指最里层的或者是最内部的。例如 ,the treasure was hidden in the innermost depths of the cave. 宝藏藏在洞穴里的最深处。或者是 the innermost filter was damaged, 最里层的滤网损坏了。innermost 也指内心深处的。例如 ,nobody knows her innermost fear, which is losing her husband. 没有人知道她内心深处对于失去丈夫的恐惧。最后我们看的是 dissipate 这个动词 ,dis 这个字首有脱离的意思。所以 dissipate 这个动词是指消失或消散。例如The dense fog dissipated as the sun came out. 太阳一出来，浓雾就消散了。或者是 her worries dissipated when she knew the school had accepted her. 当她知道学校接收她的时候，忧虑就消失了。And I guess that's all the time we have for today. I'll see you. Bye-bye.
All right, friends, let's see if you can correctly answer these questions.What should you not do before exercising in cold weather? A. Dress in layers. B. Do a brisk warm-up. C. Soak your head in lemon juice. Or D. Wear the right clothes.
Oh, Steve, I know this one. It's letter C. Don't soak your head in lemon juice. Okay, question number two. What will happen if you don't wear a hat while exercising in cold weather? A. Your head will fall off.B, you will lose up to 40% of your body heat, or C, you will lose weight faster.
Don't worry, your head will not fall off, but you will lose up to 40% of your body heat. So the answer is B.
And now, here's Black Pearl with today's musical skit.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Respect me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Respect me.
You may not like some things I say or do, but here's what you should do. Listen, respect me, and I should respect you too. I know it's true, we're all different, just like you and me, with a different point of view.Be me, and you can be you. Respecting each other is the right thing to do. Respect me, and I'll respect you.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Respect.
Respect me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
So I'll be me and you be you.
Respecting each other is the right thing to do.
That's right.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
putting it to the test. Try hard, do your best. Respect. I can't beat you, and you can't beat me. Mutual respect is what it has to be. Respect me. Respect me, and I'll respect you. Respect is what you give. Respect is what you get. Respect is what you give. Respect is what you get. Respect your teachers and your parents too. And they should respect you too. Respect. Everyone needs to give respect. Everyone needs respect. Respect.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Respect in the classroom. Black Pearl. Bye-bye.